Welcome to the Tanakh podcast. It is with great joy that today we commence our learning of Sefer Tehillim. Today, Tehillim, Perek Aleph, Psalm number 1. And may our learning of Tehillim, this book of prayers, be for the merit of all of our soldiers, our hostages, and those who have been wounded and displaced in this current war. Today, we start learning Perek Aleph of Tehillim. The word Tehillim comes from the word Hallel, praise. In another place, Tehillim are called Tefillot, Kalu Tefillot David Ben Yishai, prayers as in beseeching and asking for something. And yet our inaugural chapter, our opening chapter, is far more about ethical teaching. It's about the demeanor of the tzaddik as opposed to the rasha. And so let's begin. We begin, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzat rasha'im, uv'derech chata'im lo amad, uv'moshav leitzim lo yashav. Happy is the person who has not followed the counsel of the wicked, has not taken the path of the sinners, and has not joined the company of the mockers, of the insolence, of the cynics. Notice, lo halach, lo amad, lo yashav. The evil people, the wrongdoers, the rasha'im, the chata'im, the leitzim are active. They walk, they stand, they sit. And this is a cautionary tale. We're told that we shouldn't be like them. Happy is the man who has not walked in the counsel of the wicked, who has not taken the path, who has not stood on the path of the sinners. Chazal say, Im halach, if you do go, you'll end up standing in their company. And if you stand in their company, eventually you will sit in their company. So keep away from all of that. But in verse 2, we see the opposite. What's the counter? What is the flip side? What you should do, kim b'torat Hashem cheftzo uv'torato yehege yom v'layla. Rather, you should just delight, or your desire should be in Torah, and you should study Torah day and night. V'hayak et shatul al palgei mayim asher priyo yitein b'ito v'aleu lo yibol v'chol asher yatziach. And then that person who does have his desire in Torah and study Torah day and night will be like a tree planted beside the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, whose leaves never fade, and everything they do will be successful. Yatzliach will thrive. Lochein harsha'im kim kamotz asher tidfenu ruach. Not so the wicked. They are like the chaff. The wind blows away. So what do we see here? We see that the wicked are a flurry of activity. They're walking, they're standing, they're mocking. But eventually they are like the motz asher tidfenu ruach. They are like the chaff which is blown by the wind. They're very active, but they are just an illusion. They are mirage. The counter image is the tree by the river. It doesn't go anywhere. It is rooted, it is permanent, it is enduring, it is unremitting, right? The grass and the chaff dries up, it shrivels, it blows away. And notwithstanding outer impressions, the tree is permanent, it produces fruits. The rasha'im are transient and ephemeral, they're a passing distraction, but he whose occupation is with Torah is productive. Kol asher yaseh atzliach. There's an argument in the commentaries. Is that referring to the person learning Torah? Or is that referring to the tree? I think we'd like to say it's actually the person themselves. They indeed are matzliach. Now here, by the way, this image of, as we say, Torat Hashem chetzo v'torato yegem yomam v'layla, they're like the tree v'chol asher yatzliach, reminds us of a different pasuk. If we go back to our first chapter of the book of Joshua, the first chapter of Nevi'im, we read a message from God to Yahushua. Yeshua is told, Lo yamush sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha. Let the Torah never leave your mouth. Vahagita bo yomam v'layla. Leman tishmor v'la'asot k'chol ha'katub bo, ki az tatzliach et darkecha v'az taskil. In fact, Yeshua, therefore, is given the Torah to learn day and night, and he will also be matzliach. And indeed, if you wanted a role model, asher lo halach ba'atzat rasha'im, who did not follow the counsel of the wicked, it would, of course, be Yeshua ben Nun with the spies. There's almost a deliberate intent on starting Sefer Tehillim and starting Ketuvim as a mirror image of Nevi'im. Yeshua is told, learn the Torah, learn it day and night, and then you will be matzliach. And here we hear about Ashrei Ha'ish, the person who does not walk in the path of the wicked, who is like the tree and just stays in place, keeps connected to the roots of spirituality, and is successful. But I have to say, there is some sort of contrast that we need to make here between Yeshua and the image we're being seen in our chapter. Because Yeshua is not someone who sits in place. He's not somebody who sits by the river and learns. He is a leader. He conquers and fights. He leads the nation. He settles the land. Are we then possibly saying that Nevi'im are and their manifestations, what we call Torah, in a sort of Torah in history, in some manner of speaking, Torah played out on the national stage, whereas Ketuvim is more removed, is more withdrawn? I don't know, but let's get to the end of the perek. The perek ends, Al kein lo yakumu rasha'im b'mishpat v'chata'im b'adat tzadikim. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in judgment, and the sinners will not stand in the assembly of the righteous. Ki yodea Hashem derech tzadikim. Yodea here, by the way, means God will know the path of the righteous, but it really means God will be mashkiach. He will be looking after, he will be protecting the path of the righteous. V'derech rasha'im toved. In these last two psukim, it's very clear a difference between rasha'im and tzadikim, both in pasuk he and in pasuk vav. Lo yakumu rasha'im b'ishpat v'chata'im ba'adat tzadikim, ki yodea Hashem derech tzadikim v'derech rasha'im toved. Tzadikim and Rasha'im. In the first bit of the chapter, it was just Ashrei Ha'ish. I'd even say more than that. There are three, maybe, chidushim in this final section. In the beginning, we praised an individual who was connected to Torah and learning Torah. But here we say that this is not just Ashrei Ha'ish, but it's a tzadik. A tzadik is a far more total personality type than just the lamdan, the studious persona. Number two, we see here that there is an adat tzadikim. We always spoke about in this chapter about rasha'im, chata'im, and the impression was there are lots of them, just like grass, there are lots of blades of grass, but there was one lone tree. It seemed like the tzadik was outnumbered. Now we find out that there is an adat tzadikim, a community of tzadikim, and we also find out, just like before, asher lo halach batzat rasha'im uvederech chata'im lo amad. There is a ki yodea Hashem derech tzadikim v'derech rasha'im toved. So what do we have here? Tehillim is beginning with a praise of the studious life, with a praise of the righteous life, and it's trying to encourage us that if we want to have a sense of permanence, success, if we want to be connected to the water, we're in the Middle East, where only something which is connected to water can survive the hot summers, and the grass shrivels and dries and blows away in the wind. If you want permanence, if you want to stand, lo yakumu rasha'im b'mishpat, they won't stand. But if you want to stand, then you better be with the tzaddikim. You should be connected to Torah, and that way you're connected to God and to permanence. That's it for today. See you tomorrow for Perek Bet. And as we start Sefer Tehillim, we would love your support. Number one, please give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you use. Number two, please look in the notes of this podcast. There is a link to our Patreon site. And if you could give us a little bit of financial support, that would help us immensely with all the work we put into this podcast. Looking forward to learning with you. See you tomorrow.